And like he says, a lot of the things he's investigated that's been found recently, an archaeologist may find something, and then all the evidence will just disappear or something. There's been stuff put in the Smithsonian that have disappeared. Anything that doesn't fit the program just mysteriously disappears. The reputation of anyone that purports anything that doesn't go along with standard scientific thought gets attacked from every source possible. Okay, here's another one. 248 million years ago, they found this footprint. And the footprint looks like it's from a shoe. So that's a pretty fascinating one.
Is that a Nike image on there?
Yeah, that would support some time travel, wouldn't it?
Under Air Jordans.
Now turn to the next page. This is a shoe print in granite. And it's dated to be 15 million years old.
But I thought that the shoes before even Washington and George Washington were not cut to the shape of the foot, but just oval.
Yeah, that's interesting about these shoes is it looks like they're made to the shape of the foot.
Yeah, and they didn't do that. Clogs in Europe, Denmark, they were just oval.
Moccasins.
Yeah, they were just oval. They didn't shape. I think
maybe on something. So these were sophisticated shoemakers.
It says, unless you think this fossil is some type of animal whose shape merely resembles a modern shoe, close-up examination of the fossil reveals traces of a double line of sewed stitches around the perimeter of the shape are clearly visible. It's about size 13. And the right side of the heel appears to be more worn down than the left. How does the modern shoe print become impressed in material that would later become coal 15 million years ago? Now here's another one in Biloxi, Texas, which the regular establishment fights more than anything else. Because there are footprints, human footprints mixed with dinosaur footprints. And this has been used by creationists to say, see, humans did live with the dinosaurs. We've only been here 10,000 years or 6,000 years. But
it looks like he has an arch, though. Wouldn't they have been flat-footed?
Not necessarily. But see, this one here, we have a dinosaur footprint, and then you can see the human footprint sealed right next to it. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty fascinating one.
Well, and who was chasing who?
Yeah. Well, it could have been the person maybe even arrived there hours or days after the dinosaur left the footprint, and then he left his footprint there. Now, here are other footprints found nearby. Over here we have human footprints that were found nearby. And here's one, I'm not sure if I trust this entirely because this was from a biblical site. They've claimed in that area to find these giant footprints that they think are the giants that are mentioned in the Bible. And I question the validity of that one, but these other ones are definitely real footprints. Now, the scientists look at this and they say it's fraudulent that these human, what appears to be human footprints were really animal footprints that were just weathered over time and just happened to take a shape of a human footprint. But, and then they say, well, the people that, when these were first discovered, they went and planted a bunch of footprints and it was actually the opposite. Well, when Cremo checked into it, he found that they didn't plant the footprints, but a lot of people found the footprints and they dug them up and used them for trophies. And so a lot of the original footprints that were discovered at the original site that would be very, very valuable today to study are just gone. But he did say that they've done additional uncovering there, and they found additional footprints just recently that verify that humans that these footprints were definitely made by humans. So this really bugs the scientists and gives the creationists some ammunition, but they're going the wrong direction. In other words, Michael Cremo says, yeah, humans did live at the same time as dinosaurs, but it wasn't 6,000 years ago. It was millions of years ago, he says, because he says humans have been here millions of years in one form or another. And he has a theory that every many cycles that we just wind up destroying ourselves, and then we got to start over again, and it takes us millions of years to reach where we are now, and then we destroy ourselves again. And he thinks we've been doing this for a number of different cycles. And this is what the Hindu religion teaches also, that we've destroyed ourselves over a number of cycles. Now here's another one. This next one, you can particularly see this in color, but they found a hammer embedded in a rock that's 75 to 100 million years old. But take a look at that. This is a hammer, and this is the part that holds a hammer head. Somebody had to be fairly intelligent to be able to make that.
It also says that that metal was purer than what we can make today.
Yeah, it does say that. It says the metal was actually better metal than we make today, that this hammer is made of.
But I thought they didn't use metal. You wouldn't have ever made that.
It's iron, and it says, 2.5% chlorine?
Did any of you see that show? Jason was just talking about it. It showed, what if there was all of a sudden no humans? If we were destroyed, how long would evidence last of our existence? And then it showed what would happen in 10 years, like in New York City or Los Angeles, 20 years, 100 years. And it's amazing. After a couple thousand years, everything we have built, there would be very little evidence that it existed. And a million years from now, in New York City, all you would have would be layers of dust. All the metals, all the steel buildings would be oxidized and turned to dust over a period of time. Stone actually outlasts just about anything. That's why the ancients built the pyramids out of stone, because they realized they would last. A stone pyramid would last longer than a steel pyramid would last. So it was interesting, this show they had, they showed what would happen over a period of time to the various buildings, and it's amazing how fast everything would deteriorate. In other words, all of the... after several thousand years, there'd be no evidence there was a laptop, computer, or anything. And after so much time had passed, the only evidence of our existence would be pretty much stone tools. Stone tools would be about the only thing that would be left. All of our sophisticated things that we had built would be gone. And just primitive tools, like maybe a hammer like this, might be left. It might be embedded in stone. Okay, now here's another fascinating one. Ancient strange skulls. Somebody was asking me about evidence of lizard people in the past, and here's a head that has lizard-type features.
And that was found here?
No, it wasn't found in Texas. I don't know where this is found. I've forgot to make a notation of it. Yeah, probably can.
It was on 1000.com. That's the name of the we pulled the picture. Worth1000.com.
Yeah. And look at this head here. This is quite interesting.
Well, I've seen that kind of shaping in tribes in Africa that elongate the neck or the lips.
I know they elongate the neck. I haven't seen a head in real life elongated like that, though. But
the fine
it's got the bangs.
The reptilian one, yeah.
The reptilian one is pretty fascinating.
But, I mean, there are cultures that alter the shape of the skeletal system.
Yeah, they do that to a degree. And I think they did that even in Egypt to a degree. But and when a person is a baby, you can have his head sculpted somewhat. But this is really...
That's not...
This is really weird. I've never seen a... I know, you see these Indians,
In South America, they put these rings around the neck and they stretch their neck, and then they put another ring, and they get a neck elongated this much. But I've never seen a head like that before in real life.
Because of the rings, it pushes the collarbone down, and that does not get longer so much as the collarbone.
Oh, really?
I read something about that one.
Huh. Well, I'm glad I'm not part of that.
But this is
what?
In Egypt.
In Egypt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Half man, half snake.
In Egypt, it was found in Egypt?
Okay. Well, thanks, Jim.
Ancient genetic experiment.
Problems unraveling.
Is it the only... Wait, this can be fake, you're saying?
What's that?
Any number of fossils, supposed human beings have been faked in history. Any number of cases in the 19th century where people would put bones in a skeleton and that one together. Piltdown man, I think was one of them. I mean, the number of people who try to do that is quite large.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think that even regular scientists put together some of these skeletons incorrectly. You know, they figure out how they want it to look, and then they kind of make the bones fit together to create the image they want. So even the regular scientists can't be trusted 100% there.
Yeah,